Doris? You there, Doris?
Toby, what you doing here? Father will kill you if...
Doris, shush a mo. Just listen, I ain't got much time. I want you to come away with me. Now, leave Jethro and come and live with me.
Live with you? Tobias Wilkinson, what sort of girl do you think I am?
We'll get married, don't worry. Eventually. But I want to get you away from that monster.
Don't call Bobby a monster.
No, I meant Jethro.
What? I can't leave Father, he'd kill me.
Not if he don't know where you are.
And I'll look after him.
The devil will, as he always does.
No, I mean Bobby.
Well, let's bring Bobby with us then.
But Bobby is Father's prize exhibit. He lit the roof.
Let him. We'll be miles away. Doris, we're going to America.
No!
What?
Shh, there, Bobby, darling. It's all right.
He spoke. The bloody thing spoke.
Don't swear, Toby. You sound just like Father.
But Doris, he can say stuff.
My vocabulary is undoubtedly wider than yours.
And he's not even English.
Jethro don't know he talks.
No.
How come?
I have nothing to say to him. Nothing he would wish to hear, anyway.
This is incredible. He's worth even more than... Come on, Doris. Get your coat and let's be off.
But...
Why should I come with you?
You want to stay here?
No. But neither do I wish to be taken anywhere without my consent or knowledge.
Of course you don't. So I'll tell you, I'm going to take you out of this nasty cage and take you to my nice house and you'll sleep in a nice comfy bed. Then in a few days' time, we're going to get on a nice big boat and sail to America.
Oh.
No! I am not going to America.
But Bobby, America will be ever so exciting.
The only excitement I require is to find my ship and my crew and leave this paltry planet.
Perhaps they're in America.
Do not be ridiculous. My research leads me to believe that my ship is located somewhere off the east coast of this landmass.
Southend-on-Sea, Toby.
Well, that's all right then. Southend's on our way to America.
Is it?
Of course it is.
I do not believe you.
Oh, now, Bobby, would I lie to you?
Yes. Your species has a propensity for deceit and obfuscation.
Bobby, I'm on your side. I want to help you. Look here, I've got a nice present for you. Pretty hanky, with a lovely perfume on it. There. Go on, have a sniff.
You bought anything for me, Toby?
Later. Would you like a sniff of the lovely perfume, Bobby?
No.
I think you do.
Toby! Toby! He's dead.
He attempted to poison me.
What are we going to do?
We leave. But first...